Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor. It is a blessing to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise God. We appreciate you all being with us on this morning. Praise the Lord. We do apologize. We got on late this morning, but we are here, and we do thank God, amen, just for being on the broadcast today. Praise God. Amen. We are going into the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. But we just want to mention that Set Free Live, again, is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Praise God. This is a ministry that is designed to encourage women of God, amen, to embrace the call of God on their life. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we are so excited about what God is doing. Praise God. We appreciate all that God is doing for us, his people. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to go into prayer just in a moment. Praise God. We just want to take this opportunity to just let you know how much we appreciate you. Amen. And we thank God for the ministry and all the things, amen, that God is doing for us, his people. Praise God. Amen. Now, we are doing a study on demonology and deliverance. Praise God. But this morning, we want to talk about something that's very important. Praise the Lord. That kind of goes along with deliverance. Amen. But we're going to deviate just a little bit this morning. Amen. We're going to share a scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. We're going to talk about keys to victory in spiritual warfare. And it is important, even in deliverance, praise God, and when we're dealing in the area of deliverance, that we know how to war. Praise God. We must realize that we're not fighting flesh and blood. Amen. We are fighting principalities and powers, rulers and wickedness of darkness of this world. Praise God. So we're going to share this today. I'm going to give you some points and some keys, amen, that we must maintain, amen, even in fighting spiritual warfare when we're praying and seeking the face of God, because it is very important that we know how to fight. We don't fight according to the flesh or natural means, but we fight according to the Spirit of God. Praise God. And we must know how to war. Praise God. We must know how to get up in the spirit realm, recognize what's going on in the heavenlies according to the Holy Ghost, and being directed by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. As we talked some weeks back about the Holy Ghost, the person at work, the gifts, the baptism, all of this, praise God, we must be led by the Spirit of God, beloved. In this hour, we must not be led by our flesh or dictated by the flesh, because if we are, we're going to meet with defeat. Praise God. Amen. So we must recognize, amen, that God is the one that gives us the victory. Praise God. But he also, amen, gives us how to pray. Amen. He gives us good tools and weapons that we must use. Praise God. Before we go further, amen, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you, God, for just allowing us, amen, to come before your people. We ask, Father God, that you would anoint your word today, that you would anoint every listener, Father, and that you would speak through your word today to us. Give us clarity. Father God, minister to those, God, that are seeking you for a closer walk, Father God, seeking you to go higher in you and your word, Father God, because we know, Father, that we're clean through the word. Amen. The word comes to deliver. It comes to cleanse us. It comes to save. So, Father, and it comes to set us free. And so, God, even in this, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, that we walk by faith. We do not walk by sight. We bless you today, and we ask that you anoint your word, and we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, like I said, we're going to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. Praise God. The word says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Verse 5 says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, it is important that we recognize, yes, we walk in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. Beloved, number one, do not pick up natural weapons and expect to fight a spiritual fight. It will not work, praise God. Amen, because our warfare is not with flesh and blood. It's not with your neighbor. It's not with your friend. It's not with your sister. It's not with your brother. Our fight is with the enemy. He is our adversary, the devil. Just as we're dealing with, we were talking about the enemy and the nature of demons and all this and the things that they do, praise God, how they inflict oppression and harm, and amen, they cause all kind of spiritual attacks, lunacy, deafness, all kinds of things. We're fighting the devil. We're not fighting natural means, amen. We're not fighting what we can see, praise God. So in order to fight in that realm, we must be aware of what's going on in the spirit and recognize when the enemy is creating confusion, when he is in the midst, amen. And do not target your sister or your brother, but begin to target the enemy, amen. And recognize that when you tap into the power of the Holy Ghost, he will give you exactly how to pray. Praise God. He'll give you how to pull down these strongholds. There's so many that are bound by demonic spirits, praise God, all kinds of things and strongholds we're going to deal with, such as pride, such as fear, such as bondage, just to name a few, even witchcraft, divination. We're going to deal with these various strongholds, praise God, but we got to recognize that in order to defeat them, amen, we defeat them again in the spirit. So our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We don't want to play with these things. So when God begins to reveal areas in our life and we recognize that it's a power base, it's a stronghold, then we must know how to defeat that thing. And we do it in the spirit, praise God. Amen. If you have to get with someone you know that's a prayer warrior, that's an intercessor, don't run from them. Amen. Sometimes we run from the very source that we need, but we must run to Jesus first of all, because he is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. We must trust God and we must depend on him and we must rely on him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And then we must stay connected again. Amen. We stay connected to the power source. Praise the Lord. We stay connected to those that we know can pray. Amen. Till we get strength. Amen. We can stand on our own. Praise the Lord. Praise God. In other words, when we stay in the fire, we talked about this, praise God, we stay close to God, amen, that we will be able to maintain, amen, and walk effectively in the kingdom, keys to victory in spiritual warfare, praise God. That's what we're going to talk about just for a few minutes. The first thing we must do is we must not neglect the study of the word, praise God. We know that we need the word today. The Bible says we're clean through the word. Jesus said you're clean through the word that he's spoken. When he spoke the word, it cleaned them, it brought deliverance. It brought freedom. It brought victory, praise God, in the lives of the people. Amen. The disciples walked in victory because they walked in the word. So we must not neglect the word. Don't neglect reading it. Don't neglect studying it, praise God. Now, 2 Timothy 3:15-17, it says, and that from a child, this is Paul talking to Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. We know that there's great value in the word, praise God. There's healing in the word, there's victory in the word, there's salvation in the word, there's deliverance in the word. Everything we need, amen, is in the word of God. It will make us wise, praise God. He was telling Timothy, don't be afraid because of where you are, who you are. Know that you've known the scriptures from a child, and the word is able to make you wise, praise the Lord, beyond your years, amen. There are people that may be young in age, but they got a lot of wisdom in the word because they spend time in the word and they spend time with God, praise the Lord. The more time you spend with God, amen, the more you're going to know him. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, and is able to make you wise unto salvation, amen, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. That's not just being born again, but deliverance. Amen, freedom, praise God. The word frees us. Thank you, Jesus. And all scripture, the Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So again, the word comes to bring reproof. It comes for doctrine. It comes for correction. It comes for instruction in righteousness. The word will do all these things. Praise God. Sometimes we need to be reproved. Sometimes we need to be corrected. Amen. Sometimes we need some instruction, but it's all to lead us to righteousness, right living, right standing in God. Amen. Praise God, because we must live right. We must be holy. Amen. We must walk according to the word of God, that you may be perfect. The man of God may be perfect, complete, and mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Praise God. So the word of God, amen, will complete us. We need the word. Amen. Now listen. Don't fall prey to criticism of others or due to the pressures of or cares of this life that will keep you occupied from taking time to wage in a successful warfare. This is very, very important, because a lot of times things happen to us and we get thrown off focus. Amen. We'll pull away. We won't pray. Amen, because, you know, we're going through a trial or something other. First thing we do is we pull away from God. Amen. Then we oftentimes pull away from the saints. We pull away from one another. Oh, I'm going through all this and that. I'm discouraged. No, the time that we need to press in the more is when we're going through things, whatever may be going on around us. Those things should not affect your world. They should not affect what you need to do for God. We've got to keep our focus, okay? Do not allow the things that you're going through to throw you off. Praise the Lord. Now, Luke 21, 34 through 36. Praise God. Luke 21. Let me get there just a moment. 34 through 36. It says this: "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares." So we don't have time to be carried away. Jesus is coming soon. Praise God. Amen. He's coming soon. So we don't have time to lose our focus. Praise God. We don't have time to lose steam. Amen. We've got to keep pressing. Paul said, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God." Amen. And then it says, "For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the earth, on the face of the whole earth." There is coming a time when things are going to affect everyone on the earth. Praise the Lord. But you cannot let it affect you so that it throws you off, that you get pulled up and sucked in with the cares of this life to where you can't come to church, you can't come to Bible study. Come on. Amen. All these things we need, praise the Lord, to stay in the realm of the Spirit, to stay edified and stay built up. Praise God. Watch, verse 36, "Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Now, we know the word means watch, means to be alert, to be on your guard. So we got to watch. And then we've got to pray always, all the time, every circumstance, every situation. Amen. When things come at us and we don't know what to do, pray. Praise God. When trouble comes to your home, or sickness or tragedy or death even, all these things, we must pray. We still must stay in the vein. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Watch and pray always. Praise God, that you may be accounted worthy. Amen. I want to be accounted worthy to escape all the things that are coming on this earth. I want to be in the pocket. Amen. Guided by the Holy Ghost. So when the quickening power, amen, hits. In other words, when Jesus cracks the sky, he hits those clouds, and the Father says, "Go get my children. I want to be able to rise with him." Praise God. Many are going to be caught sleeping and not prepared, not ready when Jesus comes. Praise God. And we want to be ready when he comes. Amen. All right. Listen, so that we may be, ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So do not fall prey to criticism or to the pressing cares of this life, which will keep you occupied from taking time to wage a successful warfare. When you're carried away with other things, you can't spend time with God in prayer. It takes a lot of work to do war. Amen. But we must, amen, be found in that pocket. Praise God. Now listen, do not neglect again prayer and reading the word. Praise the Lord. We've already talked about that. Do not be discouraged when the conflict for the moment seems to be going against you. When things seem to be going, amen, and awry, amen, all kinds of things have been broken loose. Praise God. Don't become discouraged. This is what you must do according to 1 Timothy 6:12. You must fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Fight. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, it says, when you haven't done all to stand, then you stand therefore. You make sure you got your armor on, but you fight the good fight of faith. Amen. You keep praying. You keep seeking him. You keep loving him. Amen. You stay in fellowship. You stay connected. Praise the Lord. You want to continue to grow. You can grow, glory to God, through pressure, through trials, through tribulation, all these things. Your character is made. Amen. God will have to pull some things off while he imparts and, amen, pours in. Praise God. All these things. Amen. But do not become discouraged when conflict comes and it just comes for the moment. It seems like things are going against you. Everything's not going right, so to speak, if you will. Amen. But things are going the way God wants them to go. You've got to recognize and see God in the midst of it all. Praise God. Amen. Then you must stay alert. Amen. In doing this, when you submit yourself to God, according to 1 Peter 5:8-9, then you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Amen. Listen, and then do not fail to use the authority, amen, through Christ, of Christ, through the blood of Jesus, amen, through his name and the Holy Spirit, amen. And you use this authority against the powers of the enemy. Because Jesus said in Acts 1:8, he said, you shall be endued with power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. So listen, we have been given authority in the name of Jesus. Amen, to pull down strongholds. Amen, to come against the enemy, to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cast out devils. Amen, according to Mark 16:15-20. He's given us that authority. Amen, so if you allow the enemy to walk over you, amen, and you're not using your authority properly, praise God, you're walking in defeat. Amen, these are keys to victory in spiritual warfare. Amen, we're in a war today. Praise God. Amen, so we must know how to fight. Walk in the power that God has endued you with, beloved. Walk in it. Take your authority. Praise God. Stand in the place where God has put you. Do not move from it. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're living in an hour now where the body of Christ must stand up. Amen. We must stand up now, and we must fight. We must war. Praise God. And finally, do not fail to do the whole will of God. Listen, we must walk in the perfect, complete will of God. The Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. Amen. You can't halfway obey and call it obedience. You can't have good intentions and then not do the will of God and think God will bless you. He will not. You can't mean well, amen, and think that God's going to bless you. If you've done wrong, if we've sinned, amen, we must repent. Praise God. Amen. We must allow the Lord to cleanse us. We must be free about it. And what I mean by that is we must be honest with God. Tell God exactly how we feel, what we've done. Amen. Get it right. Be determined to live right. We don't have time to be in and out, up and down, all around. Praise God. We must get in there. Amen. And we want victory in our lives. We want God to move in our lives. Amen. So we must not fail to do the will of God intelligently as it becomes known. So as the word is given to us, we must walk in it. Amen. Walk in the light of the word of God, 1 John 1:7. It says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, that's where Jesus is. He's in the light. He's not in darkness. Praise God. Then we have fellowship one with another. Amen. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Walk in the light, beloved. Jesus is in the light. Praise God. And as we do that, amen, we will walk in victory. These are keys to victory in spiritual warfare. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that you give us weapons to fight with. We thank you, Father God, amen, that as we take your word, God, you strengthen us and you encourage us and you build us up. Build up your people now. Touch your people everywhere. Keep your leaders, God, men servants, maid servants, handmaids, strengthen and encourage lay members, people that are going through hard trial right now. We bind every work of the devil. We thank you, God, that the power of God is has been activated in our lives, that the angels of the Lord are fighting on our behalf, that we're warring, God, and we're warring a good warfare. We're fighting the good fight of faith. We're going to lay hold on eternal life. Praise God. Lord, we thank you now. We give you glory and we give you honor, and we will continue to magnify your holy name because, God, you alone are worthy. We thank you now. Oh, God, help us, God, to keep our face towards you, to set our face as a flint, to do your will. We thank you now. Oh, God, continue the work that you've begun in your people, and God will never cease to praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we thank God for the word today. You have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We thank God for this word. Praise the Lord. If the Lord say the same, we will be back again on our next broadcast. We pray that you will continue to listen. Amen. Amen. That you will be edified and strengthened and encouraged by the word of the Lord. It is my prayer that as you go about this day, that you will go about this day seeking God, praising God, rejoicing in the God of your salvation, because God loves you. He cares about you. He has your best interest at heart. And, beloved, know this. He is watching over his word, hallelujah, to perform it concerning you. His eyes are going to and fro throughout the land today to show himself strong on behalf of his people. Be encouraged and know that God loves you. He cares about you. Praise the Lord. My time is just about gone. Amen for now. But we thank God. We want you to continue to listen. Amen. And be encouraged, beloved. God loves you. We love you. We're praying for you. Praise the Lord. Be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless.